Blog Talk Radio. Canelo had beef, worse beef than that.
Yeah, I think they did too. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
All right, guys, we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it right here. My name is Eric Lorda, and my co-host here, Joe Habib. We got a great show for you today, and if you want to call and ask questions, you can call in right now, 323-870-3857. And tonight, we're talking about one of the biggest weekends of the year in boxing. Let's get to it. First of all, Beeb, before we go any further, did I mention that FCC is now in the second round of the playoffs, Daddy? FCC, baby. FC Cincinnati. I forgot, does Boston even have a team? Do they even have a team out there?
Yeah, they have the Boston Revolution.
Do they? They still play?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're not good.
Yeah, you can say that again. Let me tell you who is good. We are, son. All right.
But hey,
I mean, you know the Bengals won today?
That's
Cleveland won last night.
Can I say something before we get started?
Sure.
Full disclosure, that is not my title of the show. That's Eric's.
Really?
Okay? He's the producer.
That's odd.
He's the producer.
Huh.
He
look
is the
that.
Producer of
this
show. That is not my title.
What does that say on the screen? It says, this is Beeb, and this is my title.
That's you slandering me right
that's
now.
That's me slandering you.
We both have access to this.
You want to talk about slandering somebody, sir? Let me tell you what. Somebody did a little slandering earlier, Beeb. I'll tell you it was you. What was that title you came up with? The fight was fixed between Wilder and Hellenius?
Listen, we'll get into it later.
We're going to get to it right now here. Deontay Wilder for PBC pay-per-view. The big one yesterday, Deontay Wilder versus Robert Hellenius. Deontay Wilder put Robert Hellenius to sleep in the very first round, man. It was a quick right hand that Hellenius did not see coming, and he was out before he hit the deck. I had to go back. This is one of those things, man, where I watched it a couple times in real time. And I saw it, but it didn't look, I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, that's weird.
It's
how
fake,
how did
right?
It did.
It's fake, right?
I got to be honest. It really did.
You know why it looked like that? Because it was.
Oh, stop it. How dare you?
Finish.
How dare you slander on this show? He's a friend of the show. You know?
I still like him. I don't fault him for doing that. If he wants to do that, it's all.
If he wants to pay for fights, he can.
I mean, he was going to knock him out anyways. But I actually give him credit for saying it to Hellenius. Hey, man, I'm gonna kick your ass anyways. Why don't you just let me tap you? You fall down safely, so I don't have to hurt you.
That's cold blooded, man. That's cold.
I have a problem with that.
You know what though? Here it is though. Like I watched this. I took it back. Watched it in super slow motion. Right, super slow motion. He didn't see that shot coming. And that shot was a hard shot. You watched his head. That was a hard shot. I couldn't have stood up on that shot. Pretty sure you couldn't have stood up under that shot.
You and I would get beat up by a 14-year-old right now, so we're not good examples.
That's true, man. That's true. I would have got stretched.
Well, use us as examples of who could take shots.
I used to get stretched in the gym by, like, 14-year-olds. I'm like, my God, guys are strong.
I can get knocked out by playing dodgeball right now at my age. I don't even want to hear it.
That's true. So after watching this fight in super slow motion, it was apparent to me the guy didn't see the shot coming. Hellenius didn't see the shot coming. That shot landed pretty flush right on his face, right in between. It looked like it landed between the eye, the nose, but either way, he didn't see it. And he was in the middle of throwing punches. He didn't see it. Boom. He just went down. He was out cold. He was out before he hit the ground. Did you see his expression when he hit the ground? Did you happen to look at his expression? Son, he was out. Give me the expression. You're so crazy good at this.
But this was his expression.
That was not his expression. It was not his expression. Yeah, that, and he wasn't blinking nothing. I mean, he was out cold, son.
I'm not blinking right now.
You're a moron.
Besides the point, I'm not blinking.
You know what was frustrating about this fight, though? It was hard to tell how much Wilder improved or didn't improve. I thought Hellenius would be better, but, you know, to me, I guess, was he winning the round? I thought he was winning the round.
It didn't matter.
It didn't really matter, right? I mean, it didn't. Oh, stop.
Who's really winning? Shawn Michaels really winning. Fucking Shawn Michaels or Bret Hart. I mean, it's choreographed. Come on.
Well, it's supposed to be a schmoz, and then they turned and made Shawn Michaels win. Just saying.
Again.
Saying that's what happened. Script. That's what happened.
It's just a script between Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon.
I love that we're all on the same page talking about the same thing.
Just being honest.
So, you know, like I said, man, it's hard to tell. It looks like Andy Ruiz is going to be next up for Wilder. Now, Wilder did call out Usyk, kind of. I don't know if that fight's going to happen or not. The Andy Ruiz fight is probably going to happen next. That's the easiest fight to make. How do you think he does in that fight? Do you think Andy Ruiz, you know, Andy Ruiz is a little slicker than Hellenius. But he hasn't looked good recently. I got to be honest. I don't think he's looked that great.
I would pick Wilder by knockout over Andy Ruiz.
Yeah, I would too.
I don't think Ruiz matches up very well with Wilder.
All right, so who does match up well with Wilder?
Right now?
He's the best heavyweight in the world. Who does? Aside from Fury, don't know what he's doing next. He's going to fight Chisora next. I'd rather see him fight, you know, come on. Give me a break.
I'm going to keep it 100 right now.
Nobody.
I think outside of Fury and Joe Joyce, Wilder beats everybody.
I think him and Joe Joyce is an excellent fight.
Yeah.
I told you that's the fight I wanted to see. I told you that's the fight I want to see. To me, that's on my list. That's the fight I want to see. That, to me, is an entertaining fight, him and Joe Joyce.
No disrespect to Usyk, none at all. I love Usyk as a fighter, but I can't get that Derek Chisora fight out of my head. I can't do it.
No.
I think Wilder would beat Usyk. I think he'd knock him out. I just really do. But because here's the thing. Joshua was having great moments against Usyk, and he was hurting Usyk. And I don't think Joshua hits as hard as Wilder. I just don't. That's number one. Number two, Wilder don't get tired like Joshua gets tired.
No.
And he don't mentally check out of fights, with all due respect, like Anthony Joshua does.
I don't know. He checked out that second Fury fight.
He kept coming, bro. I think he kept coming.
He checked out of that fight, son.
I mean,
he got more excuses than a guy going to prison on why he lost that fight.
Oh, no. Oh, in the second one with the excuses?
Yeah.
Okay. But he still tried. Like, go back and watch that fight. He was still trying to win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think he gave up.
I get you.
I don't think he gave up. And go back and watch the third fight. He still was trying to win that fight. Even after he got knocked down, he got up and he knocked Fury down twice. I don't like the excuses after that second fight either. But I'm looking at him, like, still trying to win. Like, that guy never gives up. I give him credit for that. I'm not saying Anthony Joshua gives up. Subconsciously, I think mentally, sometimes he gives in fights. I don't think Wilder does that. I just don't.
2 years ago, I was winning pie bets against Eric with Joyce. Now the tube has changed.
That's right.
I tell you what, he's made a believer. I don't know. That fight's a toss-up.
I think that fight's
a toss-up, man.
I think Wilder right now is the third best heavyweight in the world.
Because you guys, I don't care what you say about Joe Joyce and how he can, his punch resistance and everything, listen. Wilder can take any guy out on the planet with that right hand.
He's a freak, man.
He's a freak.
I can't say you're 100% wrong. Even if I disagree, you could be. I mean, your argument is plausible, man. Who knows? I mean, if everything's on the up and up and Joyce doesn't get a script, then he could still go out. He could still go out.
So, I mean, he is, though, right? I mean, let's face it. He is the best heavyweight in the world right now.
CF is the best heavyweight in the world. Cut it out.
Is he, though? Because he's fighting Chisora next. Is he?
Well, he's not fighting the best fighter in the world.
Who is the guy? Otto Wallin. wants to fight. I guess Joshua is lining up a fight with Otto Wallen next.
Oh, for real? Is that going to happen?
I don't know. That's what.
I don't hate that fight at all. I like that fight.
You like that fight? I don't think it's a great fight at all. I think him and Fury was a great fight. This fight, not so much. Otto Wallen? Come on, man. He's not going to beat Joshua.
Listen.
Come on, son.
You got to let Joshua have like a... Otto Wallen is a top 10 guy. He's a legitimate top 10 guy, in my opinion. Right? And Joshua is coming off two losses. That's a good, decent opponent for Joshua in his situation right now, in my opinion. I'm just being honest. I don't hate that fight. I really don't hate that.
That's a wash, man. That's a tough fight.
Wallen is a decent fighter, man.
He is. He's not, but again, we always talk about this levels.
I think Wallen will give Joshua a really good fight, man. I could be wrong, but I just think it'd be a good fight.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a good fight, man.
All right, you could be right too. Who knows? But I just think Wallen, like I scored the Fury fight 9-3.
Yeah.
But Wallen did cut him.
He cut him in the second round, though. Yeah, and it was more. Was that even a punch that cut him?
Kind of laced him, didn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't even like a huge, it wasn't like anything super crazy. It wasn't like a punch, but he lost every round after that,
Yeah, it was a circumstantial thing where he got Fury in the eye, but he wasn't winning that fight unless the fight was stopped on the cut. So,
Dwayne this time says, this is a good one, will Al Haymon let Wilder fight anyone outside of the PBC? We all know how Fury worked out. Unless PBC is truly in money trouble, I don't see it happening. Well, if he wants a title, he's going to have to fight somebody outside the PBC. That's just it. I mean, that's just the way it is. And, God, I don't want to see another I don't want to see Fury Wilder 4. I don't want to see it. Let's see Usyk.
I'd love a fourth fight.
How can you possibly sit here and you say you like to see
I'm
that?
Just trolling. I'm just trolling. I want the question job.
What's the matter with you?
I want to see how you react.
What's the matter with you?
No, they can't have a fourth fight.
No, it's done, man. He won three straight. What are we doing?
There's such a thing called overkill.
What was the outcome of the first Tyson Fury Chisora fight? Because the second one was a knockout, yeah? Wasn't the second one a knockout?
Yeah, second one was a knockout. The first one was a competitive decision for Fury.
And so they're fighting again now.
Fight a third time, yeah.
Chisora probably shouldn't come back and fight anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, he had a good win over Pulev. I'll give him credit for that. But I don't think he should be fighting Fury right now.
He had a good win against Pulev? Son, I think you and I could be competitive against Pulev at this stage. Of course he had a competitive win against Pulev. What's the matter with you? Pulev's on his way out, too.
Yeah, he's on his way out, too.
They're saying he had a competitive fight with Wayne Mancini last week.
But he was favored to – Pulev was favored to beat Chisora, though, man. You could argue it was – it was an upset. You can argue it was an upset.
Stop it. All right. Let's talk about this. At the post-fight press conference, there was some bizarre behavior from Wilder as he broke down and started crying because he was scared for Robert Helenius after the KO. He talked about Patrick Cologne and just how dangerous the sport is. This is bizarre to me because Wilder's always talking about wanting to kill somebody in the ring. He wants a quote-unquote body on his record. Was this bizarre?
Could be part of his script too, man. You never know. Everything was kind of weird yesterday, man.
Centurion, this is my problem. He says, why the clickbait? What clickbait? Who beats him? Seriously, aside from Tyson Fury, who's got his number, who else beats him?
I think Joe Joyce beats him.
You think? We don't know. And I guarantee Wilder would be favored in that fight. I think Wilder's favored in that fight.
Against Joyce?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yep. And I think Wilder's, I mean, listen, I mean, he's competitive. If you could say Usyk, you could say Usyk. I don't know that Usyk beats him. I can't say for sure. I wouldn't put the fault on
Wilder,
put it that way.
I would pick Wilder. I pick Wilder over Usyk. I'm just being real.
Joshua, Anthony Joshua?
I pick Wilder.
We pick Wilder on that one. Those are the top heavyweights. Why is he not the best heavyweight? Best heavyweight.
I don't think he beats Joyce.
I don't think he beats Fury. No problem.
D-Style said he thinks that Wilder would beat Joyce, though. A lot of people would pick Wilder still over Joyce. And that's it.
I think Joe Joyce outboxes until he gets clipped. But Joe Joyce is not going to be able to handle that kind of power. Your body's not equipped to handle that kind of power, man.
It is a different power, man.
He's got to be the hardest hitter ever, period. Harder than Tyson, harder than Shavers, period. Because he touches you with that right hand, you're going out.
I'll tell you this. That would be like the most entertaining, intriguing fight that could be. Like in terms of entertainment value, I even think that fight's better than Wilder versus Joshua.
The fight's better than anything right now. You tell me a better heavyweight fight than Joe Joyce and Deontay Wilder.
None. Yeah, I agree. That's a blockbuster of a fight.
And I said this weeks ago. Fair? Huh?
Yeah. We'll give you a cookie.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I think Joshua would beat Wilder. Yeah, but we can't say for certain, can we? I mean, nobody's saying like,
again, you know, anyone could beat anyone.
Centurion's mad. He said that you should have put the best heavyweight apart from Fury in the title. Well, listen, man, Fury's fighting Chisora. My man's fighting Ruiz next. Wilder's fighting Ruiz next. Who's a better fight? One guy's been heavyweight, undisputed heavyweight champion. The other guy should be retired by now. You tell me who's the better fight.
That's true. What's his name? Malik Scott said he's not crazy about that Ruiz fight. He'd like to see him fight Usyk or Joshua next. Everybody would.
But they're going to, like you said, they're going to try to keep that money in-house. Hamed says Foreman and Shavers. I'm telling you. Who's a harder hitter? Wilder or Foreman? Or Wilder or Shavers?
Wilder or Shavers?
Got to be Wilder.
I would say Wilder, but
it's got to be.
All the nostalgia boxing heads is going to say Shavers.
Of course they are.
Shavers
never held the heavyweight championship.
He never used to do what Wilder used to do.
Man. No.
One punch knockout dudes like that.
Let me tell you what, he hit him like Holmes, like Shavers hit Holmes. If that's Deontay Wilder, Holmes ain't getting up. Holmes not getting up, son. It's a different type of power, man. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything. I really haven't. Never seen anything like this. Based on what? Based on the fact guys don't get up. You've only seen one guy get up. One. Think about that for a minute. How many fights has he had, Beeb? Like 40-some-odd fights? How many guys have gotten back up? One.
Just TF.
One. That's it. One guy. All right?
Best heavyweight of all time, TF.
He could be the best heavyweight of all time. However, the best heavyweight of all time is now fighting Derek Chisora next, who's got 1 foot out of here, who should be retired by now. Nobody wants to see that fight. Are you serious? That's horrible.
It's not a great fight.
That's horrible. So how can you call him the best in the world? Deontay Wilder, who's he going to fight next? Former undisputed heavyweight champion. The guy who demolished Joshua? He's fighting him next. Come on, who's the best heavyweight? Listen, Wilder's the uncrowned champion. That's all there is. Uncrowned. Until I see different, he's the uncrowned champion. Joe Joyce, I think Joe Joyce had actually said something about wanting to fight Wilder. He said that he thinks he has like the skills to beat him. I do too. I think he's got the skills to beat him. Now whether he does, but that's the crazy part. And this is what everybody in there has outboxed Wilder, including Hellenius last night, right? I mean, he was winning the round until he got clipped. But what I'm saying is everybody, Arthur Spilczka, Gerald Washington, Luis Ortiz, they've all outboxed him. Every single one of them have outboxed this guy. And every one of them lost to him. It's a different kind of power. It's got to be. Different kind of power, my man.
Well, last night, that script.
Oh, stop it. Look at you hating. Look at you hating on Wilder. Friend of the show, son. Did the bomb squad for me and everything. Friend of the show. How dare you? Look at
you. I got to give him credit. He was looking out for his friend. He didn't want to hurt him. So let me just touch you in the forehead. Let me touch you in the forehead. WWE.
Go watch it in slow motion, son. Come on, stop.
Watch it seven times.
No, you need to watch it with some fresh eyes. What's the matter with you? Have your brother. Did your brother look at it?
I'm having my brother look at it tonight.
Yeah, have your brother look at it. And once he schools you, then you give me a call. All right, about that.
Jesus Christ.
All right, let's talk about this one, man. Caleb Plant and Anthony Durrell. I told you guys. I tried to tell you. Nobody wanted to listen. I told you this was a mismatch, son.
It was.
Complete mismatch, right? Centurion said, Hazusik have a better resume than Wilder or not? Yeah, but he doesn't have Wilder's power, so there you go. Plenty of people. Adam Beanie Smith says, Eric, go back and look at the old heavyweight. There'll be plenty of Chisora's people on Chisora's resume or whatever. I get it. It doesn't matter. Okay, well, there's plenty of people on, like, Joe Louis' resume. I'm not looking to fight him anytime soon, you know, or looking to put it, you know what I mean? Like, or Larry Holmes. There's plenty of people on Larry Holmes' resume. We can't put him in the ring. Come on. Yeah, Reece Mack, thank you so much. He said, I don't think it was fake. There you go, Beeb.
Got a pussycat on his avatar. He's got a pussycat on his avatar.
That's a nice cat. What's wrong with the cat?
We're gonna give cartoon characters credibility now?
Oh, that's just awful. You disgust me. Just disgust me.
Well, sometimes the truth is disgusting. He's got a pussy on his fucking. He's got a pussy on his avatar. I gotta listen.
Animal.
To that.
What's the matter with you?
Come on, man. Let's be real about that.
Luis Reyes says, here, get to the broads. He said, get to the cat fights.
The cat from Pinocchio. I don't give a fuck. It's still a pussy.
Caleb Plant dominated this fight and knocked Durrell out in one round, or in nine rounds, but one punch. It was a left hook, clipped him, boom, he's out. And Durrell was out when he hit the floor, too.
That was impressive.
Listen, Durrell needs to find something else to do. I said it even before the fight. He's done. I said it before the fight. Said it way before the fight. Said it before his last fight. He shouldn't be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. He's done, son. I told you it wasn't going to be a tough fight for Caleb Plant. You had a problem with the way Caleb conducted himself after the melee. Please expound on the speed.
Yeah, I just thought it was classless. I mean, you know, you have beef with dudes before fights. You talk shit. Like, him and Canelo had mad beef. Like, they were actually – like, him and Durrell didn't swing on each other. Like Plant and Canelo swung on each other. So that beef was, like, to the highest level.
Thought he was talking about his mom.
And then after the fight, Canelo didn't fucking disrespect him. He said, you're my brother, man. He goes, the past is the past, whatever. And he fucking hugged the dude. I mean, you know, you knocked out Durrell, whatever. The guy's a two-time world champion, two-time former world champion. He's an old head in the sport of boxing. He said some things you got pissed off about, but you said some things about Canelo that Canelo got pissed off about. So let bygones be bygones and just hug it out. Show respect, man.
Well,
you ain't gotta be like that. That's like being a horrible winner. I mean, that's part of like growing up, man. You gotta let shit go, man.
I agree. Durrell did some pretty awful stuff to him. Not to mention the race baiting stuff he was saying in the press conferences and stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't cool.
It wasn't cool, was it? I mean, you can't really sit there and talk about people like that, and then all of a sudden, you know, you don't really get a pass at the end of the fight.
What's worse, race baiting or talking about somebody's mom?
He wasn't talking about somebody's mom.
You just said he was.
Canelo thought he was talking about his mom because Canelo speaks broken English.
Thought that.
what Canelo thought. Oh, no. Now we're going to disrespect Canelo's English.
You
I
can disrespect
it,
my
dude.
Spanish, too. I can just get beat up in Tijuana. That's it. That's all I speak.
Come on, man.
Oh, stop it. What's matter with you? Everybody's favorite heavyweight, Frank Sanchez, defeats Carlos Negron by ninth round TKO. Beeb, what did you think about this?
He actually was entertaining last night.
He wasn't bad.
Yeah,
he wasn't bad.
Him and Joe Gustafson, I think they worked well together last night. I give him credit. I actually enjoyed the fight. You know, I thought he went out there. He was aggressive. He was throwing some heavy leather in there. Big difference from when he was with Reynoso. I'll just be honest. I'm just being honest.
I liked it. He looked good. I was surprised. Yeah, I was surprised that, you know, he had a lot of offense last night. Not something we're used to. And I said this prior to the fight. This is a big showcase for him. I said this is a big showcase being on this card. You know, and the fact that he's a Cuban guy, a heavyweight. Listen, nobody wants to see Guillermo Wiggendow as a heavyweight. All right, so you got to put something together here. He sure did. And that was a good fighter he fought. Negron was a good fighter, man.
He listened to the critics, man. Like that laying back and trying to be the counterpuncher, man. People weren't feeling that, man. You can't do that as a heavyweight and expect people to be happy with that. I mean, you do what you can. You do what you got to do to win. But in terms of like in the heavyweight division, people want to see knockouts, and we got a knockout last night.
Yeah,
that's what we were supposed to see.
You know, and there it is. That's it. You know, and three of the four fights ended in knockouts. Manny Rodriguez versus Gary Antonio Russell. I told you this was the fight. I said this was a good fight. This was a solid fight. I want to see, because I love Manny Rodriguez. I want to see how he handles this up-and-coming guy. And, man, did he handle him or what, man? Scores were 190, 99, 91, 99, 93, all for Manny Rodriguez. Rodriguez had a cut under his eye caused by a headbutt. The fight was stopped in the 10th round. That's why the technical decision was actually going 12 rounds. So there you go.
That was a wicked headbutt too, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Wicked. That hurt me watching that. That was wicked.
All right. Let's go to the shocker of the week here on ESPN Plus. Devin Haney versus George Kambosos 2. Haney massacred George Kambosos again in their rematch. Unanimous decision, 119-109, 118-110, and 118-110. I had it 118-110 as well. It was really hard to give a round to Kambosos. I gave him the first round, Beeb, and I gave him the 10th round. To me, he just looked more aggressive. He was aggressive early, but just didn't have a plan B. And even when he was aggressive, he wasn't all that effective. He would stand there, and you notice how he was switching stances. He would switch to southpaw. You know what I mean? He would switch up orthodox and everything like that. He wasn't effective.
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing a lot of stuff, but it just wasn't effective.
He was just doing stuff just to do it, hoping it was going to confuse Devin Haney. But, again, I mean, Devin Haney he's a step ahead of this dude. He's just a better fighter. He's quicker.
Yeah.
You know, he's just technically better, got better footwork, all around just a better fighter. And then this time, when he was hitting him with right hands, he was putting shots together. He was actually hurting Kambosos, and Kambosos was holding on on a few occasions because he was getting hurt. And Kambosos was complaining about Haney holding, but he was actually initiating the clinch.
Yeah, he sure was. Yeah, he was. He was.
Haney
was hitting him clean. Clean shots, man.
I thought Haney was on the verge of stopping him, but I give him credit. He held on.
Yeah, I thought he could have. I thought he was in a position to stop him. But, you know, that's the other thing, too, man. Like, a lot of people say Haney doesn't have any power. Yeah. I think Bradley or Ward said it last night. If he didn't have any power, Kambosos would be walking, right
there
through
you
him.
Go.
And he
there
wasn't.
You go.
He was getting hit,
yep.
And he was on the defensive. So, yeah, man, he is – and Reese Mack, you said it correctly, Haney was sharpshooting. Man, that guy hits hard. I mean, those look like hard shots to take, man. Those are flush. And the worst part is the guy you can't hit that gives you the nightmares, can't put your hands on him, you know. Luis Reyes said that he thinks that Lomachenko is going to give Haney some problems. I think Lomachenko gives anybody problems. You know, I just, that's one of those things, man. I just think he gives anybody problems. Yeah. So after that fight, Haney says he wants to face Lomachenko. I still think he beats Lomachenko fairly easy.
I do too.
I think Haney's bigger. He's going to be stronger. He's fast. He's just as good a boxer. He's got just as good a footwork. I mean, it's
he'll probably keep him on the outside. And we saw with Tio's at the moment. Loma needs to be in that mid-range. And if he can't get in that mid-range, he ain't going to be able to operate against a guy like Haney. And we saw what Teofimo Lopez's jab did to Loma. So, again, a lot of those things, a lot of the things that Tio did, Haney could probably do, maybe even do them better.
Yeah, I think so, man. It's one of those things, man. I mean, Kambosos, I understand what he did. But, like, midway through that fight, I think he knew. He knew the writing was on the wall. He wasn't winning this fight. And he tried. Don't get me wrong. He tried, and he tried up until the last. I mean, he didn't buy out or anything. He didn't just let the rounds go. No. I thought he did the best he could last night. And, listen, Kambosos is a really good fighter, world-class fighter, one of the best fighters in that division. But you're up against a guy, he was undisputed, but you're up against a guy who's just different. The different kind of cat right now, man. Just different. Shakur Stevenson, same way. Completely different.
Yep.
Shakur Stevenson, you're not going to hit. You know, but my big thing about Shakur is he doesn't put himself in positions to counter that often. He likes making you miss by like 3 or 4 miles, you know, but by doing that, he always puts himself out of position a lot of times. Steven 47 says Haney's power is very average. Again, man, if his power is average, then the guy should be able to walk right through it. And they're not. They're not walking through
it. Whether it's average or not, one thing that's not average about Haney is his boxing ability and his skills.
Yeah.
So whether you want to say his power is average or not, I mean, was Floyd's power average too? He's the best fighter of our generation. So how many people was he knocking out at Walter Waite?
Yeah. So that's the thing, man. But you know what? I mean, let's face it though. By the time he moved up, his hands were hurt and everything like that. Mayweather, I'm speaking of, and he was still able to go to the plan B, almost like his father when he switched to that shell defense or whatever he has.
Yeah.
Because he got shot because he couldn't have his foot movement anymore, and that's what you do. I mean, that's he adapted, and Floyd did the same thing, man. He started using his legs versus his hands, yeah. So,
agreed.
Can't hate it, man. Can't hate it. All right. And that was it. That was it for the fights, man. Let's go to the upcoming fights here.
What about the ladies? What about the ladies? Where are you going? Ladies stole the show this weekend. What are you doing?
Ladies stole the show? Was there mud wrestling I didn't know about? What happened?
Oh.
I missed it. And you know what? I even got it here. I even got it here, Beeb. I even got it here. I even got it here. ESPN, the amateur card on ESPN. I forgot about this, man. I forgot about this.
Amateur.
Clarissa Shields, the pig strikes again. Yeah, it's amateur hour over there, right? Right, Clarissa Shields and what's this broad's name, man? What was her name? Alicia Baumgart? No, that's the other one. Savannah Marshall. Okay, Clarissa Shields and Savannah Marshall.
Hear you.
yeah, they fought, and they fought for 20 minutes and then crowned the best woman on the planet, I guess, or the GOAT, I guess. So after 20 minutes of boxing, we now have a undisputed lady as our champion. Not 36 minutes like the men. I'm sorry, I got to put that in there. And not 12 rounds, we only did 10. Yeah, 20 minutes. 20 minutes, and then we got ourselves what we call a champion in the women's division. Clarissa Shields beat Savannah Marshall. I don't know what the scores were. Who cares? Doesn't even matter.
Close fight.
How did you have it scored, B? How did you have it scored?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I picked Shields to win, but I actually thought Marshall edged it out 6-4.
I had it 5-5. But I was also watching Browsers at the time, so I don't know how good my scorecard is.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Don't Don't disrespect the sport like that. Man.
What are you talking about? I'm telling you the truth. I try to open up to you guys, and you guys call me a pig. I don't understand. I don't understand. MAW said 10 two-minute rounds, still better than nothing. Yeah, okay. Anywho, so what did you think of the, what did you think of Shields last night? Shields is just too busy. You're not going to beat her. She's too busy. She throws too many punches.
To be honest, I thought this is my assessment of the fight, and I thought both women fought extremely well.
Uh-huh.
I thought Shields got off to a great start. I had her winning the first four rounds, and I was saying to myself, damn, is Shields going to get her out of there? But after that fourth round, I think Shields started to slow down a little bit because she was throwing her punches very hard, and she was putting out a lot of volume even for her. She does have does fight at a great pace. It is hard to keep up with her. But the pace she was fighting at last night was even faster than I'm used to seeing her. And again, she was throwing all her punches. A lot of them were with bad intentions, where before she was just looking to land combinations and outpoint her opponent. She was really trying to get Marshall out of there last night. But Marshall was there. Marshall was slipping shots. She was still getting hit in those first four rounds. But she was rolling a lot of shots. She was taking Shields' punches well. But then when Marshall kicked it up, Marshall was coming forward the whole fight, regardless of what was coming at her. But Marshall started to land her shots on Shields. And maybe, again, I'm not counting punches, and I know the punch stats were wide. They had Shields landing a lot more than Marshall. I'm not sitting there counting the punches, but what I'm looking at is after that fourth round, when Marshall started landing on Shields, she was actually hurting her and knocking her back into the ropes. She was the effective aggressor, and I actually had Marshall winning the last six rounds of the fight. I thought she swept the last six rounds of the fight, right? So a lot of people were watching the fight saying, oh, the rounds could have gone either way, whatever, and I respect that. But, I thought in the second half of the fight, Shields was throwing punches basically almost like punches to fight Marshall offer. She wasn't throwing the punches with the same intensity as she was in the first four rounds. And they were kind of like get off me type punches, right? She was trying to just fight Marshall offer. And then Marshall hit her with a big right hand and hurt her, like bruised her eye up. And even she was saying, I couldn't even see out of that right eye properly for the rest of the fight after I got hit with it, right? So I mean, this was a fight that could have gone either way, 6-4 or even 5-5. Like you said, there were some people that had this fight a draw, whatever. But this was a very entertaining fight, man. It was a very entertaining fight. And I would not mind seeing the rematch in both of these fights, Alicia Baumgartner versus Pekaya Mayer, or, Savannah Marshall versus Clarissa Shields. I thought both fights were very, very well fought. All four ladies did a great job last night. So, yeah, I did have Marshall eking it out, I'll be honest.
Do what now? I mean, I missed it. I zoned out for a little bit. I'm back now. I zoned out. I'm sorry. I just zoned out, man. Why? Well, I can't have a regular day, man. I can't, you know, I got to be on point all the time.
You got to stay focused, Jen, man.
Little Teddy says, I'm the Andy Ruiz of podcast. So I got a question. Am I the Andy Ruiz who lost to Joshua in the rematch, the heavier Andy Ruiz, or am I like the lighter version of Andy Ruiz? Very important. I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking. A lot of people had Shields winning. Some people had Marshall winning, but
most people had Shields winning. I'm not going to argue against it. I won't argue against it.
Dale says they should run it back. I don't see a reason to run it back. Well, the loser does dishes. How about that one? Oh, that's
whoa!
That's messed up. That's crossing the line.
Take it
Pete.
Back.
Oh, ho, ho.
Take it back.
First of all, we don't talk like that here. That's crossing the line. All right? That's crossing the line. I don't want to hear that again. All right? I got a mute button. Listen, I'll use it. All right? How about that? All right. What about Alicia Baumgartner versus Michaela Mayer? There you go.
Michaela Mayer?
Oh, Michaela. Michaela Mayer.
Come on, man. Come on, please.
Let me ask you a question, B. How many rounds was this? Was this 10 rounds also?
10 rounds. Yeah,
10 rounds.
Had,
was this also
yeah.
2 minute rounds? And then they crowned like a big champion after this one too, after just 20 minutes of fighting.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so now I know what I'm dealing with. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I had this fight a draw.
I thought Bumgarner got off to a great start. I thought Bumgarner won the first three rounds. I thought McKayer went on a little run. I had her winning the first three. Then I had McKayer winning the next three. And then I kind of had them flip-flopping back and forth after that, you know. And, I thought McKayer started getting her jab off, started timing Bumgarner a little bit after the first three rounds, starting to get the feel for the movement. Bumgarner was kind of moving backward, trying to be the counterpuncher. And I think Mayer was having a problem with the movement because she couldn't pin her down. She was kind of chasing her in the first three rounds. But then she started cutting off the ring a little bit better in the next three, and she started landing some good shots. And, you know, Bumgarner made an adjustment too. This was a very tactical, well-fought fight on both women. This was kind of like a chess match. I thought it had some good ebb and flow to it. I thought both women landed some good shots. And I like how Bumgarner went to the body, and also like how McKayer went to the body. So both women did show versatility, and both women did show the ability to make adjustments in there. I would love to see the fight again. I thought it was a great I can't say enough about how entertaining these two women's fights were, and I thought the women stole the show, man. Caroline Dubois on the undercard, sensational knockout.
I heard there was like an all-chick undercard on this too, right? Well, it was all right.
You don't have to say in a derisive tone.
Derisive.
An all chick undercard.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being a lady? What's wrong with being a woman these days? I think maybe you have the problem, Beeb. You are a sexist.
Your disdain for women's boxing.
I have no disdain for women's boxing. I'm just saying that it's just not as good as the men. I'm just saying that. You know, again, you fight 10 rounds, they're 2 minutes each, and then you crown yourself some kind of undisputed champion. It doesn't make sense to me, especially when there are only, like, what, maybe 15 women in the division? I'm saying.
You're going to have to get past that. Come on.
I'm just saying, you know?
Please.
Oh, my gosh.
Please, Eric.
Dale in Chi-Town says to get the couch ready.
Jesus Christ.
And I met Clarissa Shields. She's nice enough. What's wrong with that?
You interviewed her, didn't you?
I don't know if I did.
You interviewed her?
I think I just met her. I don't know if I interviewed
her. Would you just say hi to her?
Yeah. I got a picture with her.
You got a picture with her?
Yeah. She wanted a picture with me. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. You know, I was like, you know, I'm ringside. Why not? You know, I get recognized in like fights and like cock fights and stuff like that and dog fights and stuff. So I'm like, I said, you know, she was like, you're Eric. Oh, you're ringside. I said, so you're right, you know? And I was like, yeah, of course, you know? So I put my arm around her. I let her have a picture. I let her have her 5 minutes of fame. You know what I'm saying? So I do.
Great. You're killing me.
All right, let's go to the phones here. I'm going to bring Robert on.
Hello.
530. Robert.
Hello.
All right, so listen, Robert. Let me tell you what Robert did to me yesterday.
Yeah, this guy.
This is the epitome.
I knew you were going to do
code.
This,
you broke guy code, son. All right, there's guy code, and then there's guy code that you don't break. All right? You broke guy code yesterday. All right? So the fight was on, the pay-per-view fight. Now, I told Robert I wasn't paying for it. All right? Robert then starts texting me the winners of the fight. I'm like, dude, I haven't seen it yet. What are you doing?
No.
You don't ever, you never text the results unless you know what the other person's doing. Whenever I text Beeb when there's a fight on, you know what I say? Are you watching? And if Beeb doesn't get back to me, I don't text anymore.
Eric, you know what the bad part about this is?
What is the bad part? Yes.
He never does this to me anymore after I cussed him out when he did it before. But now he learned his lesson doing that shit to me.
Oh, that's cold-blooded. I wasn't going to curse Robert out, you know what I mean? It wouldn't, you know, like that.
I know he thinks he can do it to you, man. Where does he get off? Trying to blow up the spot.
Yeah. Yeah, what about that?
Explain yourself, Robert.
You got some explaining to do.
try to weasel your way out of this one.
You screwed up guy code, son.
Because you have a weasel.
I
was a beta move.
Argue.
That was a beta move, right? Beta move?
I didn't call her.
Beta move.
I'm going to have to question whether or not...
I know, but you know, I mean, you got to know when you mess up. I mean, it's guy code.
I want to see if someone clipped his nuts, man. Go ahead, Rob. Explain yourself.
What was that? What's wrong
with
you?
No, I'm not going to because I was trying to be a nice
there
guy.
It is.
Oh, now you want
to
plead a fifth.
He was trying to be a nice guy. I get you.
Now you want to plead a fifth.
No.
All right, go ahead, man. What'd you think of that fixed fight last night between Wilder?
Okay, Robert, now you watched the fight, right?
Yes,
I did. You watched the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Did you think that was fixed?
When I saw it live, I thought he took a dive.
Right.
I thought Helenius took a dive. I had to watch it on replay several times to make sure that Wilder actually threw a punch. You know, because I'm like,
what Eric said.
I have never seen a heavyweight with very little space, because remember, they were in the corner when Helenius went down. Wilder didn't have very much space, and all of a sudden this right hand comes out of nowhere, and the next thing you know, Helenius is on the ground out cold. I actually had to watch it on replay like two or three different times to make sure he actually threw a punch.
Answer the question. Did he take a dive, yes or no?
This is like the Few Good Men when I'm like, you're interviewing the colonel or whatever at the end scene.
In my opinion, Joe, there was a payoff, okay?
Whoa!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Robert, okay. Beanie said whoever titled this as CTE. It was the Beeb. Beeb titled it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yes, he did. He absolutely titled it. I got proof that he titled it, all right? So
no,
there you go.
Please, don't defame me. Don't defame
did you,
me.
Did
like
you
that.
See it in slow motion, Robert?
Yeah, I replayed it, and I
didn't,
I can't.
You didn't see Helenius' head snap back like that?
No.
No, it didn't snap back.
No, it looked like he went to sleep, man. But I guarantee you, Andy Ruiz is going to get the same treatment. Andy Ruiz will go to sleep.
Yeah, Andy Ruiz is going to go to sleep, right? So
and Tyson Fury fighting Zora, come on, really? Is that really necessary?
Right, exactly. They've already fought. All right, Robert. So who beats Wilder?
The only one that's
who's the best heavyweight in the world right now? Let me ask you this: in the world right now, who beats Wilder?
Well, there's only one man that's ever beat him, Eric. And
there you go. All right, and who's he fighting? Who's he fighting?
He's fighting over the hill, Derek Chisora.
Boom. So should Chisora even be fighting now?
No. But
Andy Ruiz is what? What is Andy Ruiz?
He's a former three-belt heavyweight champion. Remember, he didn't have all four belts when he beat Joshua.
Undisputed.
No.
Former champion.
He didn't have all four belts. You can't call him undisputed.
That's because he wasn't going to fight. That's what Fury didn't want him. Fury didn't
want
none of that. All right? If he wanted to fight him, that could have been made. He didn't want it made. All
right?
So now, who would you favor? So Tyson Fury is fighting this guy who should be retired by now. Deontay Wilder is fighting an ex-undisputed champion?
Yep.
Crazy.
Not undisputed, Eric. Only three belts.
Who would you favor? Would you favor Wilder over Usyk?
I think Alexander Usyk would have a lot of trouble with Deontay Wilder.
What about Anthony Joshua? Would you favor Anthony Joshua over Wilder?
Yes, because I don't know where Joshua's head is at. I really don't.
So you would favor Wilder? You would favor Wilder. Would you favor Wilder over Joe Joyce?
Yes, I would. Because I need to see Joe Joyce do what he did to Parker against a guy like Wilder. I don't know if any heavyweight other than Tyson Fury can handle Deontay Wilder's power.
Then how is that title deceiving?
Because right now, Wilder is uncrowned. He's
best
got
heavyweight in the world.
He's got
best heavyweight in the world.
If he
those
wants,
guys aren't going to fight him.
No, well, no, they won't fight him. They won't fight him unless you throw him, you know, the kind of
sense,
money.
Baby.
You
are
would
you
have
guys
to
listening
throw,
to Robert in the chat?
You would have to throw.
Listen to him.
You would have to throw Saudi Arabia money and then some to get these guys in the ring.
Talk about the money. Tell them about that money.
It's large. Now
yeah,
look.
Trying to be a
match. Now, as far as Fury's concerned, believe it or not, before Jezora was selected for this assignment, there was talk that Fury was going to fight Emmanuel Char. That might even be worse.
Jeez.
That's even worse. That's even worse. He's over there fighting stiffs.
That was worse.
You know? Who's Emmanuel Char? Who's Emmanuel Char ever fought to get a title shot?
Talk about Emmanuel Char. Who's he ever fought?
Nobody.
He fought Wilder. That's what I know. Yeah. They fought him.
And
this is Beeb. I made the title. This is what Beeb wrote just a few minutes ago.
That's
and it's on your screen. And it's on
that's
your screen. Rob, did you happen to catch those chicks fighting?
No. No,
Robert, you have ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
This is how much of a fraud you are. You were yelling at Eric last week and the week before for disrespecting this card, saying that this card was a great card and that he should watch this card. And now you turn around and now you didn't watch it.
No,
excuse do you have for not watching this card?
I'm sorry, Joe. I had better things to do Saturday afternoon.
Did you watch our Tennessee game? Upset.
What a disgrace you are.
You know what Robbie watched? You know what Robert did watch yesterday? He watched FCC Advance, baby. That's what he did.
Why did you not watch that female card, Robert? Explain yourself.
I had other things to do, Joe.
Like what, Robert?
He had to rearrange his sock drawer.
No,
What did you do, Robert? What did you really do?
I hate to tell you this, but the month of October is loaded with sports. I had other things better to watch.
Did you go back? You didn't even go back and watch it on replay, did you?
No, I did not.
You had the ESPN Plus.
Why, Robert? Why did you not watch that?
Because I didn't really want to watch that card. Because number one, I agree with Eric. And until women can step up to the plate,
what the fuck did you do to him? That you say he's repeating everything you said this week. How much did you pay him? What did you do? Did you make a mortgage payment for him? Did you send him a fucking
Outback Steakhouse? I just talk logic, son. That's all I do.
Did you send him an Outback Steakhouse coupon? What did you fucking do?
Coupon.
He is repeating everything.
I told you.
Usually
people are starting to jump on the Ease bandwagon. I'm telling you. They're starting to jump on the bandwagon, son. I'm telling you.
Look, I want women to fight 12 three-minute rounds. I'll repeat that, 12 three-minute rounds. You want to get a title, fight 36 minutes like the guys have to do.
36, son. 20 minutes, and you're going to crown a champion. Give me a break. Stop
I mean,
it.
Hell, I'm such an old-timer, guys. I would like to see the guys go back to 45 minutes, 15-minute rounds, okay?
Robert,
I mean, that's what
I'd
like.
Were you saying why were you saying last week that this female card was a good card, and when Eric was making fun of it, you were fucking criticizing him for it? Now
look,
you're changing the tune. What happened?
No,
What happened, Robert?
I think he found reasons what he did, Beeb.
Joe, the only two fights on that card that were worth watching were the last two. I was not going to sit through 10 fights of women fighting.
Robert. You could have went back and watched the last two fights. Why didn't you even do that?
No. And besides, I've already told you, ESPN Plus sucks for boxing. It's difficult to replay their fights. I mean, hell, you know what I did this afternoon?
The truth of the matter is you didn't know how to navigate your way through ESPN Plus. That's why you didn't watch the fight. Tell the fucking truth, Robert. Stop trying to act like Eric today.
Give me a break. You know what I did this afternoon? Because the football games were so boring, I went back and I watched the card that DAZN had last night in Australia. I mean, I love DAZN.
Those games were boring today, Robert? Did you watch that Bengals game? Are you serious?
No, I didn't get the Bengals game here, Eric.
Oh, why don't you step your game up, son?
Yeah.
He's going to sit there and try to tell me that Australian card on DAZN was better than the female card.
You're going to tell me that, Robert?
Yes, it was because you had knockouts. You had knockouts. When's the last time you seen a woman knock another woman out?
Oh, so now it's all about knockouts now. So now Robert's not going to watch any more fights unless they end a knockout.
No,
UFC
I didn't say
Frog
that.
Is my new favorite.
That.
Is that your new stance? Is that your new stance, Robert? Is that the hill you're going to die on now, Robert?
Joe, you're putting words in my mouth.
Oh, am I really, Robert? Or are you just trying to like dance around the topic now all of a sudden
because
I called you out on your ridiculous?
On his ridiculousness. All right, Robert, we're going to get moving.
Get him out of here, man.
Stop it. Stop that.
Good riddance.
Come on.
Have a good day, Robert.
Oh, what's the matter with you? We're going to keep him on the line. What's the matter with you? 760-760, you're live.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Can you hear me?
What's the word? Yep.
Here comes another one. Go ahead. Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey,
man. How you doing, Brian? What's up, man?
Hey, I went back and looked at the replay.
Okay.
Hold up real quick. Let me get my head. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What's up? My bad, man.
Hey, but, hey, Beeb, I went back, you know, I gave you the benefit of the doubt, and I looked at the replay and all that, you know, I looked at the, you know, a gang of replays or whatever, but it looked pretty legit, homie. It looked pretty legit. I'll give you this. I think maybe if he was like, this is what I need for you to do. I need for you to jump in front of my fist real quick. You know, and he jumped in front of his fist
like
and landed on his
like
fist, and then he fell on the ground. Then it
that's
was
what it looks like he did, bro. It looked scripted to me, man.
So that's what it looked
but again, what happened, huh?
He was like, man, just jump into my fist real quick and just let me hit you real hard. He said, let me hit you real hard in your face real quick.
But did he really hit him hard though, Brian? Honestly? Did he really hit him hard? Did that punch look hard to you?
You know what? It didn't look like a hard shot. It looked more like a fast shot. It was quick.
He didn't even have his feet planted. He didn't even have his feet planted, Brian, when he threw it. He didn't have his feet planted, Brian.
Okay,
but again,
like I said,
I'm trying to buy into your logic by saying
he was like, okay, check this out. Jump into my fist real quick. Bam. Good looking out. Okay. I guess that's how it went.
I told you I was gonna accept whatever you said if you went back and watched the instant replay, and I'm mad at my word. I'm not gonna try and change your mind. I respect your opinion. That's it.
But I did go back and look at it, but that's what I said.
All right. Okay. Then guess what? You did what I asked you to do. I have to respect your opinion, man.
There you go. All right, Brian. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, Eric, I see why you've been hanging up on me, man. I'm on this East Coast time. It's getting late. I feel you, man. It's bedtime. I know you got to go to sleep. Your bedtime, what, 7:30?
Bedtime's at like 8:30.
It's past your bedtime.
I'm an old man.
I'm watching The House of the Dragon tonight, man. You know I'm staying up for that. You know I'm staying up.
Look, man,
I think
you
got any better.
Man. I ain't mad at you.
Hey, is it got any better?
Eric.
I mean, more, you know.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, Brian. Is that show's gotten better, though?
Yeah, I like that
show. A lot more, like, chicks and everything?
Hey, you just mad because they don't have the nudity that the other
one. Well, you know what? That's what they said they were going to have. So I tune in, they don't have it.
Come on,
so I
man.
Left. You know what I'm saying?
Storyline. Brian, what's up, man? Let Brian talk, man.
He's off now.
You kicked him off?
Off now.
Why'd you get rid of him? He didn't even say anything.
773.
Oh, my God. You gave him a two-second call.
You
I
didn't
even
leave
it. Second.
You weren't even leaving. You're over there over
y'all
your own wood.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, man. Who are we speaking with?
Not this guy.
K-Dog.
Not this guy.
K-Dog? Oh, K-Dog.
Listen.
Jesus Christ. It's funny.
This is the greatest ever.
I'm going to tell
you
what.
We find these
I thought
people,
it was funny listening to the people saying, I'm back. Wilder's back. He's back. And now you got this dude take it to a whole nother level. He's saying not only is he back, he's the best heavyweight in the world, the uncrowned champ, because he beat Robert Hellenius, career journeyman. Look at the way that dude walked into the punch. Squared up, switching stances, chin up in the air. The dude's
that's
a
That's what
bum.
Montero said.
He's trash.
Oh,
he
now,
was
that's kind of
square-shouldered.
That's kind of
harsh,
man. That's
the goofiest,
rough.
Most unathletic dude probably in boxing history, Robert Hellenius.
Well, you haven't seen me and Beeb in the ring,
no
so I don't know.
No athletic bone in his body. No
was
rhythm.
It
no...
Was it fixed, Kevin? Kevin, was it fixed?
No.
Was it fixed? No. The dude's just a bum.
Oh, come on, man.
Dude's just a bum. That's
on,
why
man.
He picked him. He's coming off.
Even Robbie said
off,
it. Even
so
Robbie
he picked
said
big,
it
goofy bum.
Bobby can't even see the fight.
I can't
so
even talk
cold.
Without you interrupting me. You guys have been talking enough. Let me say my piece.
You're right. You're 100% right.
You're right. You're right. We're not showing proper etiquette, man. We're not showing proper etiquette here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so listen. Robert Hellenius, he's a bum. He's a journeyman bum. He came flailing in, switching stances, squared up when he got hit. His shoulders were square, his feet were square, right on the chin, and that's what happens. You don't need to be some crazy knockout power and to get hurt like that. When you come charging in like that, you don't even need to be a knockout puncher, but on top of it, Wilder's got serious power, and that's what happens, and that's why they picked him. So this idea, he's back. Put him in there with Usyk. This dude needs to beat a legit contender. Put him in there with Joe Joyce. Put him in there even with someone like Frank Sanchez. But this dude is going to get another title shot because he beat this bum. Hellenius? That's ridiculous. You know what's funny? Why don't people say the same thing about Caleb Plant? Oh, he's back. He's back. He's ready to challenge for a title. Where's Canelo? Rematch Canelo. After a devastating knockout like that. But Wilder, after he got beat three times against Tyson Fury, he needs to rematch him. Put him in there with Fury. Put him in there with Usyk. It's ridiculous, these fanboys, man. No objective reality. Pure fanboyism. That's the truth. What do you got to say about that, Eric? Come on, Eric. Say something.
As usual, you're wrong. I mean, again, who do you favor? You favor Wilder or you favor Joshua? Who wins in that fight?
Don't know.
You favor Wilder or Usyk? Who wins that fight?
Who wins between Wilder
Usyk.
And Usyk?
Usyk. Clearly Usyk.
I think Usyk has a lot of problems in that fight. Joe Joyce or Wilder?
Usyk isn't going to come wailing in squared up like that.
Okay, next one.
Joe Joyce or Wilder?
Next one.
Joe Joyce.
He doesn't like Wilder's fighting style. Big deal. I'm telling you, though,
okay.
He's got the best power in the heavyweight division. He's fighting Andy Ruiz next, former undisputed champion. Three belts, because, you know, Tyson Fury wasn't going to fight him. So I'm going to call him the undisputed champion.
Andy Ruiz.
Tyson Fury
Andrew
is busy
Ruiz
fighting
coming off
Chisora.
That fight against, who'd he beat? That dude, where he looked like trash against the 40-year-old. The other Mexican dude, I forget his name.
Luis Ortiz, man.
Yeah, Luis Ortiz.
No, there was another one before that. Arriola.
Arriola.
He didn't even win that fight against Arriola. He looked terrible against Arriola. He got dropped by Arriola.
Well, you know, Ariola's a good fighter.
No, he's not. He's washed, too. He's washed. That's the heavyweight division, man. Heavyweight boxing is trash. There's like three or four.
So then you would agree that Wilder's one of the best heavyweights out there, right?
Definitely. He's one of the best. He's not the best.
Okay.
He's not. He's probably. Well,
that's up for debate.
Fourth or fifth best.
It's up for debate.
Well, he's definitely
it's
not
up for
the
debate.
Best because Tyson Fury, I proved that. He's definitely not the best. That's a fact.
And why is Tyson Fury fighting Derek Chisora next?
He's
fighting Derek Chisora next.
He earned that right. He earned that right.
He earned that right.
Who's
the Sepper Safari he fought?
You look at
Tyson Fury's resume. It's not great.
Just like Wilder when he was champion, all the bums he fought. That's what happens.
He fought everybody who was
ranked.
You got to fight the people who they put in front of you. You can't just pick and choose.
That's who Tyson Fury's fighting. He's fighting Chisora. I don't agree with it, but when you're the champ, you get to do
what
you want.
Yeah, I don't agree with it either. Did you watch the ladies' fight?
Who did I watch? I watched that Mikel Mayer versus Baumgartner. Not Baumgartner, Baumgartner.
Wow.
I watched
that
fight. That was a good scrap. It was actually surprising.
Didn't Baumgartner win? Yeah, Baumgartner won, didn't she?
Yep. I was laughing at you because you're calling her Baumgartner. It's Baumgartner.
Did I? I thought it was Baumgartner.
Yeah.
Did I call her Baumgartner? I didn't mean to.
Yeah, you're saying.
You gotta trust me. I didn't mean to. This is
that was actually a pretty good scrap. Can't complain there.
Who's Michaela Mayer? Is that the chick on Twitter? That's the one on Instagram and stuff. It's always like posing in bathing suits and stuff.
Yeah, she's the one who they called her a bird face Karen. Baumgartner called her a bird-faced Karen.
That's not nice. All right, Kevin, we're going to get running here, man. Thank you so much for the call, as usual. All right, let's go to
get him out of here, man, please. He's killing me, man.
Stop it. All right, this is UFC Frog in the chat, 925, you're live.
What's up, brother? That shit was for sure rigged.
Who?
Let's start with that.
What's your name?
My name's Eric, man. I used to work with Bare Knuckle Boxing, and I work with UFC fighters right now as a sponsor.
Oh, nice. Very good, man.
Yeah.
Very good, man.
So,
UFC Frog, Eric.
The guy who was just on here said Frank Sanchez. Let's start with Frank Sanchez. He has no reason to be in the ring with Deontay Wilder. The guy was off balance all night, throwing haymakers, turning around, turning his back in the middle of the fight. You think he's going to go in there and fight Wilder and be able to hang with that guy? He turns his back one time, he's not going to wake up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Frank Sanchez ain't ready to fight someone like Wilder. Andy Ruiz, maybe, but let's be real here. We're saying Frank Sanchez, no way. Helenas beat Babyface easy. And I'm not saying Babyface is a great fighter, but Babyface hit him twice as hard to look like than Wilder hit him. I know he was coming forward. But Babyface at the time was an undefeated fighter. He fought some decent guys. And Helenas went in there and ran through him like it was nothing. It's like five or six knockdowns, you know. And for him to go out and get hit one time on a short punch and go out like that, I don't know, man. The Caleb punch was 10 times harder, in my opinion. He cocked back, got him with a good one, right? This punch, a short one, ran into it. Not saying 100%, but it to me, a lot of times in boxing, they try to build the guy back up. The next fight will sell 10 times more now. Wilder's back, right? Laid him out in the third punch. He's going to fight Ruiz. I mean, the numbers will be probably twice as much as Helenas' fight. And it all makes sense to me because everything in this world is about a dollar. Helenas is on his way out. He gets paid right. It all makes sense to me. Not saying 100%, but, you know, it's kind of fishy to me, man.
Is that fight fixed last night?
I can see it being fixed just for the fact of to build Wilder for the next fight.
You're not even letting him finish. All right. Let me bring this, because Hamed in the chat said this. Helenas got KO'd by Gerald Washington and Johan Duhapis.
Do you still think
that was fixed?
Six or 7 years ago?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and it was a bit ago. It was a bit ago. Yeah, for sure. So he was knocked out by those two guys. And you don't think Wilder can knock him out? It's not like Hugh Hoppus was a huge puncher.
That fight was faker than Ebony Bridges' boobs.
Which were very nice, by the way, but I digress. I don't know. I think after seeing it in slow motion, when you see it in real time, I'll give it to you. It does look fixed. But when you see it in slow motion, man, it's legit. To me, it looked legit.
I mean, he hit him straight on. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, as a man, he felt his power in the first round. He didn't want to be there no more. I mean, I question his heart, question the rig. If it was rigged or not, I can question everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he was that hurt, though.
Did he?
I mean, the guy.
So when he looked out, so you didn't think he was hurt when he went down?
No. I mean, if he was that hurt on that punch, he shouldn't have been in that ring that day. That's terrible on the promoters.
That
little short punch.
I could look stiff as a great board. Watch, Eric. Let me look stiff as a board too. Watch, Eric, all right?
What's the matter with you?
I could do it, too. I mean, it's not hard to do. Not hard to do, man.
And I'm not saying Wilder can't beat Helenius easy, but what sells more, him knocking him out in the third punch or going five rounds and kind of struggling for a couple rounds, running around the ring like that? I mean, the first 60 seconds was kind of chicken shit.
Or let me throw this one at you. They're both friends, so Wilder be like, hey, man, I mean, you know, let me just tap you, man. You go down so I don't have to beat you up and throw the real shit at you and hurt you.
Was Wilder fake crying at the press conference too, Beeb?
Yeah, part of the script,
yeah.
Watch Eric.
Everybody, man. Regular De Niro over there.
I could do it too, man.
What's the matter with you?
I could do it too. I've done it many times. I did it one time to get out of jury duty.
God.
One time the judge goes like this. Is there anyone that feels as though they can't be objective during this case? I walked up there and I said, yeah, man. I hate thieves, man. I got my bike stolen when I was 10. I'm biased, man. And I got off jury duty. Tell the truth.
What is wrong with you?
But go ahead, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hijack your call here.
No,
first time calling, you just hijacked.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was for sure rigged, but you got to think if Wilder can get out of there early and it's going to market the next fight, it's going to push the sales and everything, the pay per view sales, the ticket sales. And Helenius was going to lose anyway. So if he got a couple extra dollars to take an early fall, it's easy to see. But it's 50-50 because he did land right on it, but he landed right on the forehead. That was to me, it was kind of weird. It wasn't on the jaw. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just
hardest part of the head is the forehead. Hardest part of the head is the forehead.
Hardest spot. It's probably hurt.
That's
where
you
want to
hit somebody. You don't
want to
hurt.
But yeah, I don't know, man. It's
there you
weird.
Go.
I think he wins either way. But I'm gonna stick with the fact that it sells more if you knock him out the first three punches.
You're a smart guy, man. You know the truth.
I used to work with Damon Bell in Celebrity Boxing. That guy
Don't let Eric try to change him.
Who did you say you used to work for?
Damon Feldman for Celebrity Boxing.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. I've heard of him.
Damon Feldman.
You know the Celebrity Boxing?
David Feldman.
Yeah, you know the Celebrity Boxing guy? Yeah. I got
so rigged.
Yeah,
I was the riggest guy ever. And then David Feldman's his brother.
His brother
owns Bare Knuckle Boxing. His brother owns BKFC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I worked with both of them. I signed the first
I don't mind Bare Knuckle Boxing.
I signed Jason Knight.
I don't mind
Mobile. Julian Lane.
Can people in the chat please stop asking myself or Eric to take punches? Again, we're old men. There are 14-year-olds that can knock us out. It's not a good example.
I think they were just asking you to take punches, B, not really me. I'm just being fair here because I'm reading what you're reading. I'm just saying it's
a lot of people
want to hit you.
Trust me, there's a lot of people in that chat that want you to take punches. I'm just not letting you do it.
All right, guys. Well, I'm about to take off and watch the rest of this Bills game, man, because I got money on it. All right, guys.
All right, man.
All right.
Good. We'll talk to you. Good call. 760, you're live.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Don Chingazos, Don Vergazos right here, the house. And I think the Wilder fight was fixed. And there's plenty of red flags, if you ask me. Like, Wilder and Helenius are best buddies. They're from the same camp. They go out and hang out together. They drink together. They party together. Well, yep. That's one red flag right
there. Watch Netflix.
They watch Netflix together. they get on everything. They do everything together. And not only that, but I mean, Helenius is really a no-hope. He's a no-hoper in boxing. He's like 38. He doesn't have any signature wins, to be honest with you, besides that robbery he had on Chisora. So what I'm trying to say is it's easy for a person like Shelley Finkel to convince Helenius to take a dive. It could just be like, you're not gonna become world champion. You're never getting a pay-per-view high career payday besides Wilder. So they're like, just take a dive. You'll make all this extra money, and that's it. They're in it for the money. And I also have like I don't know if you guys noticed, but Helenius kind of rolled up to the corner with his hands down, like pretty, and his chin up, like telling him, like, hit me, Wilder. Let's get this over with. I want to get out of here already.
Thank you.
So we can get out of here.
And,
thank you.
And I don't know if you guys seen recent videos of Wilder and Helenius from today, and they're hugging. And Wilder is apologizing to Helenius for knocking him out.
I
think that's a little weird.
Sparring partner.
Yeah, like
Centurion
I said, they
says
watch
Malik
Netflix
Scott
together,
was teaching
about
Helenius how to take a dive.
Together. They even go to strip clubs
you.
Together, I bet. But I mean, that's besides the point. But yeah,
it looks
fixed to me. Don't get me wrong, the punch did connect. And it probably did hurt Helenius, but I mean, like, I did stay on the fucking ground for like 2 hours or so. He was there laying down. I don't know what he was doing. Like, he's a good actor. He's a decent actor. I give him that much. Maybe he'll get hired later on for a movie or something.
Maybe he can hire later. Like, oh, wow.
These guys go to each other's birthday parties, man. Come on, man.
Stop it.
You
guys
together.
Are terrible, man. You guys are ruthless, man.
Oh, man, you got to eat pizza together. They go off ice on Sunday.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's terrible.
Writing's on the wall, man.
What's the matter with you, too? What's the matter with you, too? Show some decorum already.
You go car shopping together.
Let's be real. Let's stop playing games. PBC is going under. They're not making it into 2024. The way they're doing business right now.
There's a lot of rumblings. A lot of rumblings. Yeah, a lot of rumblings that they're having money problems.
Fox don't even have a budget.
Can you imagine if that place
either?
Goes under? Imagine if that place goes under, then what?
Not good, man.
That ain't good. They've got a ton of fighters over there.
Fighters, man. Not all of them are going to be able to get signed by somebody. Not all of them.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Not all of them.
So, all right, my friend, we're going to get one in here, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Best call of the night.
Good call.
Best call of the night.
Best call of the night. Thought UFC Frog was the best call of the night because he likes the Bengals. There you go. I think this is Hamed. Hamed, is that you?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hamed,
yeah,
how are you?
What's up there?
What's up there?
Cheers, brother. Cheers.
Over
in the UK.
I was listening to you guys. I do think at first glance that KO did look a bit suspicious, but like if you're gonna see stuff like Wilder's the biggest puncher in heavyweight history, and you look at a guy like Helenius who's being killed by Gerald Washington in 2019, which wasn't that long ago, and by what's the guy's name, Duhapas, he's not really done much in between there. All he's done is beaten Adam Kunaki, and I don't think Kunaki's all that. And on top of that,
the guy has 40 some odd fights. How many fights does he have, Beeb? Wilder. How many fights does Wilder have?
Like 44 fights or something like
44
that.
Fights, 40. Like, what is it, 43 knockouts?
42
knockouts.
Come
on, man.
The only guy to go 12 rounds who is beaten that didn't get knocked out was Stavane. And we've seen what happened in the rematch. I don't think Stavane was in the same shape. He wasn't
Not either, man.
Arguably beat Fury the first time, too.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I think you could argue a draw at best, but I agree, though. The two knockdowns in the first fight and the third fight show how hard he hits, but I think some people are getting carried away because him dropping Fury, to me, just showed that he hits hard, which we already knew. And Fury has always been, I wouldn't say chinny, but I do think he was flawed. Like, he's not exactly Mayweather or someone like, I wouldn't even say Usyk, because I've never seen Usyk hit the deck.
Okay, but to your point now, I agree. Hellenius, we all know Hellenius was there. We know why he was there. He was there. It was squash. We know why he was there.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah,
he wasn't. First of all, he wasn't there to take a dive. He got knocked out. There's a big difference. Now, all right. So, who's better? Who would you favor? Would you favor Wilder or would you favor Joshua?
Oh, to me, that's a. I would probably favor Wilder now, but that to me has always been a fight.
Would you favor Wilder or Joe Joyce? Because to me, that's kind of a pick'em fight. I think that Vegas would favor Wilder. Wilder or Joe Joyce, who would you favor?
Oh, all right. To me, that's probably more competitive in terms of, with AJ and Wilder, I think that's going to end early. I think whoever lands with the Joyce fight, I think the longer it goes, I would favor Joyce. But I don't know if Joyce could take Wilder's power, but Joyce does have a better chin than AJ. And he also took shots from, flush shots from Dubois and Parker, and even the way he fights, I think his style could be a tough style.
Wouldn't it be fair, though? Wouldn't it be, if we're talking about, but again, and we don't know who would win that fight. That's a toss-up fight, right?
Yeah.
The Wilder and Joe Joyce. That's a toss-up fight. I would favor Wilder. Usyk or Wilder? Who would you favor there?
I favor Usyk strongly, but I do think Usyk has to be careful. But I agree with Kevin. Usyk is not going to make the same mistakes. But if Wilder lands, we will find out how.
Wilder's the most dangerous heavyweight on the planet right now. He's capable of ending the fight at any point in the fight, and you can't say about any other heavyweight in history. You can't.
I don't know about that. I think it's a weak era as well.
Give me a heavyweight.
Oh no, I'm talking about this era right now. Outside Fury and Usyk, who else is really an elite boxer who could actually, you know, box and at that level, who could actually outbox a lot of these guys? Because I take Fury and Usyk away, and then you got guys like AJ Wilder, Joseph Parker, Andy Ruiz. All of these guys could beat each other and lose to each other. So I think the only difference is Wilder's got some special power. But I don't think he, at the moment, I don't think, in my opinion, he hits harder than George Foreman or any shavers. But if he knocks out Joe Joyce or Usyk or Ruiz, like say one or two of those guys, then at that point, I think you could argue a bit more. I still wouldn't agree, but at least there's something to back up. Because his resume is pretty thin.
I think he puts away Ruiz.
I mean, yeah, I think he should knock him out, but that will just show how hard he hits compared to AJ. Because I think AJ dropped Ruiz once in like two fights, well, 24 rounds, not 24, I think it's about 18 or 19 rounds. But I do think, look, Fury did get decked by Steve Cunningham. He has been dropped and hurt by other guys. I think Pajic, even Firtha. I don't know if a lot of these guys in America were watching Fury early on, but that to me just shows how tough Fury is and how he recovers. But Wilder, I'm not going to say his power is overrated, but I do think some people are going a bit over the top because we all know he could hit hard. So I don't buy the fix. Like, he knocked out Brazil in one round. He knocked out Hellenius.
He's knocked out everybody he's fought, with the exception Fury.
Yeah, but who has he fought? Has he fought guys like Povetkin, Vladimir Klitschko?
He's defended his title. How many times, Beeb? Was that 10 times he's defended
ten
the
times.
Title?
Yeah.
10 times.
Against, well,
that's a big deal.
Outside Luis Ortiz and Stavin. Look, I'm not hating.
All these guys. Let me ask you a question. Would you agree all these guys are world-class fighters?
Well, which guy?
Everybody that he defended his title against was a world-class fighter.
Yeah, and the division's not that deep.
No,
bro.
I don't think
it's not that deep.
I wouldn't say that.
You don't think they're world-class
fighters?
Dude, how many people are in the heavyweight division?
No, they're world-class fighters. What I'm trying to say to Hamed is
Like, you can't look at this division. I know, but you can't look at this division like it's the same division of the 90s and the 70s. So there's only a
handful. But you can only fight who's in front of you.
What I'm trying to say is none of these guys have phenomenal resumes like Joshua, Ruiz, and Fury, right?
I could say
Joshua has been more consistent than Wilder and Fury.
Sure.
But once again, there's like outside of Wilder, Joshua, and Fury, right? And now you got Usyk, and now you got Joyce. But it took a while to get Usyk, and it took a while to get Joyce. For the longest time, you had the three-headed monster. And outside of that, everyone else was below them. So what I'm trying to say is no one has a stellar resume at heavyweight right now.
I think Anthony Joshua has the best heavyweight resume right now.
I agree. He has the most consistent, but he still hasn't fought Wilder and he still hasn't fought Fury.
No, I agree with that.
I agree with that, but I think he does have
the best. He has a better resume than either one of those two. I think
more consistent.
I think that's fair.
I don't think Joshua has a better resume than Tyson Fury right now. If he beat Usyk, especially in the first fight or even in the second, then I can see the argument because losses do count. I do think
as far as quality of opposition is what I'm speaking about. Not whether he won or not, quality of opposition.
Here's what I'll say. Fury's two best wins are more impressive than Joshua's two best wins. But Joshua has fought more consistently against solid competition.
Yeah, but that's
Fury will
that's
fight great fighters.
Wait.
Fury will fight great fighters, and then he'll fight a lot of, you know, soft touches in between. Joshua has
but
fought
I'm not
solid fighters consistently helped me through. That's the difference.
No, but I'm not debating that. Dzhokhalzaghi, if you look at Dzhokhalzaghi's resume, you could argue he had two elite wins against Jeff Lacy and Mikhail Kessler, two guys who were in their prime. Karl Froch fought more top 10 guys. That's not the argument. The argument is who has a better resume. He lost his count. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Fury. I think he's a cherry picker. I think the guy's a fraud. I think he's been handpicking a lot of these fighters.
Cherry picker? How can you have a good resume then?
He fights some very good. I think Mayweather at a time was doing the same, but I think he has fought the two better wins he's got on paper against Wilder and Klitschko.
He beat Klitschko before.
Yeah, but at the same time, AJ lost to Ruiz, a guy who wasn't ranked top 10. He got killed by him, and then he lost to Usyk not once but twice, and he lost decisively. Like, We can't keep giving guys credit for losses. If we're going to do that, then Paulie Malignaggi and guys like Adrian Broner have got the greatest resume. My point is, if we're arguing about consistently who's been fighting the top 10 guys, yeah, I agree, AJ. But AJ's resume with Wilder is night and day. And my point with Wilder was initially that Wilder's the guy that turned pro in 2008. He could have fought Vitaly Klitschko. He could have fought guys like Chisora, Joseph Parker. There's a lot of holes in his resume. So when people start saying, like, this guy's the biggest puncher, I mean, it's debatable, but I think the jury's still out because you've got to look
at his
resume. Well,
it's all subjective. Obviously, it's all subjective, but...
Yeah, but, I mean
just based on...
Turn around and say Joshua never fought Wilder or he never fought Fury. Arguably the two best heavyweights in the division right now.
No, I agree. That's a good point. That's why I don't think Joshua's got the best resume. That was my point. Joshua didn't fight those guys and hasn't beaten those guys. He's also lost. That's why I think Fury has got a better resume. That's what I said. But I think if you compare AJ's resume to Wilder, yeah, Wilder fought Fury three times, but he lost twice and arguably lost three times. And he fought him after Fury came off a long layoff, and I don't think Wilder should have even. It was a draw on paper, but I think Wilder on paper it looked like he should have knocked him out or won that fight, the first fight. But nonetheless,
yeah.
Wilder, I think if he beats Ruiz, if he beats guys like Usyk, then I think his resume and his power, you can give him a bit more credit. But I'm not questioning his power in this either, because I think right now is no doubt he is the biggest puncher in the heavyweight division, but I still favor Usyk and Fury. But I think the Usyk fight is maybe a bit more competitive than some people think, but I wouldn't get carried away. But thanks for taking my
call. All
right,
man, we're
going to... I think
we got to wrap it. Yeah, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it, man. Thank you. All right, let's go to the news real quick. There wasn't much, honestly. Let's see here. Fury Chisora 3 is likely. Apparently, according to Frank Warren, Beeb, Fury Chisora 3 is going to happen. Anthony Joshua is expected to possibly fight Otto Wallin as well. Naoya Inoue versus Paul Butler for the Undisputed Championship. This fight is going to take place on Tuesday, I think December 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Tuesday. They love the weekday fights in Japan, man.
Yeah, they do.
And honestly, I would love – you know what I really wanted – I think this fight would have been better if it took place in England. I get it.
I agree.
I get it, but I wish it would have took place in England. I mean, you really got nothing to lose.
Too.
Well, Japan's got big stadiums, and Inoue fills them up, you know. So, you know, that fight would have sold out either way it went, you know. And I will tell you this. I'll tell you this. I'm going to be rooting for Paul Butler in that one.
Why?
I like Paul Butler. You don't like Paul Butler?
I like Inoue, too, though.
Well, I like Inoue, too, but Paul Butler, man. I mean, he's the underdog.
What's wrong with Inoue?
There's nothing wrong with Inoue. He's not the underdog.
What did he ever do to you?
He never talks to me.
That's true, too. He never replies to me.
Right. I mean, and Paul Butler, I mean, I got a Christmas card from him last week.
Let's pull for Paul Butler.
We've got to pull for Paul Butler, right? He's practically a friend of the show. Teofimo Lopez and Jose Pedraza will tangle on December 10th. Beeb, do you like that fight?
Hate it.
You hate it?
Yep.
Wow, that's rough.
What happens? I'm taking over 140.
Well, so the fight will take place at 140.
What I'm saying. So why is he fighting Pedraza?
I don't know. I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be for a vacant title. I bet you any money. Because Josh Taylor, you know, Josh Taylor moved up or whatever. Or he relinquished all the belts or whatever.
I'm not crazy about it. I'll just be honest.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it either. Showtime. There's only one fight next weekend, and it's Showtime on October 21st. I believe this is a Friday one. Ali Ismailov versus Radivoje Kalazadzic. 10 rounds, light heavyweights, easy for me to say. Isaiah Steen versus Elvis Figueroa, 8 rounds, super middleweights. I believe this is from Atlantic City. This is going to be one of those show box cards, you know. So,
not a big
one at all. So after that, there will be fights after that. But, nothing major next week. So there you go. All right, guys, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. You can contact Beeb on Twitter at jhabib1 and find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com. You can catch me on Ringside73 on Twitter. Guys, we'll see you next week.